Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service with me, Ashley Byrne. Today, we're bringing you the emotional story of how a young girl in Pakistan fought for the right to take part in one of the country's most popular sports. I've been talking to Maria Topakai Wazir about how she disguised her gender and risked her life in order to play professional squash.
I'm from the same region as Taliban are and from the same tribe. I'm playing sports, first of all, when I want to play in shorts and I have short hair. That was all very un-Islamic and not according to the culture.
Maria Topakai Wazir has spent her life standing up to misogyny, both in sport and the wider culture.
Well, the thing is, I was raised that way, right? Because I always had confidence. My parents gave me confidence that being a girl doesn't mean anything. You can do anything you want. And you can be the best, even boys or girls, you know, it doesn't matter.
Maria was born in 1990 in Pakistan's tribal regions on the Afghan border.
The name of the area is Waziristan. And Waziristan is always known for exporting terrorism. It was the hub and headquarter to Taliban. The area is very rough and rocky and lawless. And the culture here is very outdated. Girls really don't have a say because the culture is all about men. They are the future, they are the asset. When son is born, everybody is happy. When daughter is born, they think it's a burden. Sports is completely out of question.
As a young girl, Maria was always joining the boys in games of marbles or running after kites when the other girls were playing with dolls or helping with chores. Then one day, when she was only 4.5 years old, Maria made a bonfire out of all her girls' dresses and frocks.
I remember how I was standing by the fire when my parents came in. My mom screamed, and I remember my dad had this smile on his face and calling me Genghis Khan. So from that day, I grew up with a boyish name.
That's how Maria was brought up, disguised as a boy called Genghis Khan. Her father especially encouraged her natural talent for sport, entering her into competitions alongside her brothers. Maria's first passion was weightlifting, and at the age of just 12, she came second in the boys' junior national championships.
That weightlifting championship was really fun. There were a lot of music going around, and they would call, like, now Genghis Khan is going to try for a 45-kilogram snatch or clean and jerk, you know, those kind of things. And then they would play huge drums, loud music, and then I would come and lift the weight. So it was a lot of fun. It gave me a lot of confidence.
It was while practicing weightlifting that Maria saw people playing squash and fell in love with the game, which is enormously popular in Pakistan. But in order to join the local squash club, she had to provide her birth certificate, and the news soon got out that the boy called Genghis was in fact a girl.
That became really difficult for me. They started bullying a lot, and some men tried to attack, just and giving me message that I am a girl and I should stay home, and it's a dishonorable thing. That was the day I saw the actual face of the society, how they treat women and how they are treated if they break the rules or they come out and they do things their own way. They can't be themselves, you know. Everybody tells you what to do.
Maria was eventually allowed to join the club, but the male players either refused to play against her or tried to touch her inappropriately during games. So she practiced by herself from morning until evening, developing a unique style of play that used her natural strength and a snap of her wrist to hit the ball.
Whenever I hit, I have a very unique skill and a lot of strength in my arm. I can flick and I'm very deceptive in that way, which you won't see that much in the squash, in girl squash in the world.
The self-taught Maria was eventually able to play against girls from other parts of Pakistan. And by 2006, at the age of only 16, she was winning competitions. Against all odds, she even reached the quarterfinals of an international competition in Egypt. But her success attracted unwelcome attention, and her father began to receive death threats from the Taliban against both Maria and her mother.
Your wife and daughters are outside and doing all those un-Islamic and anti-cultural things, and we don't want to see them outside anymore. If we see them there, you will see extreme consequences.
This was a time when Pakistan was particularly unstable and bomb attacks were common. But Maria was helped by the president of the Pakistani Squash Association, who also happened to be a very senior figure in the Pakistani army. When he heard about the threats, he promised to keep Maria safe.
So they put snipers on the squash court around that. They put blockages and checkposts till my house. So even today, that squash court, if you go to that, they have a tank outside, a big tank. So that will be the only squash court or sport venue where you can see a tank outside.
It was a terrifying time for Maria and her family. And eventually she decided it was safer to stay away from the courts entirely.
These things can happen. So I'm like, who am I? Like in Pakistan, people are killed and, you know, how to deal with this situation. So I decided not to go. And I don't want to be the reason for any other kids to be killed in squash court. They have so much glass. And if bomb explodes, you know, what can happen?
Maria ended up spending the next 3 years locked away inside her house. She slept during the day and practiced her squash at night by hitting a ball against a wall.
Our neighbors complained for a bit, you know, they were like, wow, there's always noise at night. So I had to switch the wall. It was a bit depressing in the beginning, but then I'm like, you know, there was a passion to become champion and to fight back. Taliban gave me challenge. All those people out there gave me challenge that being a girl is, you can't do anything, or being a girl is different than boys. And I didn't believe any of that.
Maria decided that the only way she would be able to play squash again was to leave the country. So every day she sent emails to clubs, academies, schools, colleges and universities in the West, anywhere she could find squash courts. By the time she was 18, she had sent thousands.
Every time I send an email, I had hope that something will come back. I would imagine being in a squash court in beautiful places, you know, where I'm free, where I can play, where I'm training. So that gives me a lot of peace.
She finally got a reply from former world number one squash player Jonathan Power, inviting her to come to train with him in Canada. So Canada has been your saviour, really, hasn't it?
Yes. When I came to Canada, everything came together. They were like so welcoming and they were accepting. It would just blow my mind. Like it was unbelievable experience, and to see like him, this is how humanity should be.
Open your eyes, open your heart.
Safe and free to play and practice, Maria Topokai-Wazir achieved her dream of playing professionally. She appeared in major events around the world and reached the top 50. She has become an inspiration for many young girls in her home country.
I have a foundation today. I want to build a sports center for women and girls in Pakistan and continue to change however I can, giving every opportunity all to all those girls that I never had, and all the consequences that I went through, I don't want them to face that.
So can you see yourself ever moving back to Pakistan?
Well, I'm a fighter. I will definitely go back. My life journey convinced me that I'm there for a reason. There is a greater purpose to my life. How I was raised, I lived like a boy, I lived like a girl. There are so many girls out there and who their lives are wasted. They have so much potential.
Open your eyes, open your heart.
Pakistani squash player Maria Topokai-Wazir was speaking to me, Ashley Byrne, for this edition of Sporting Witness. It was a Made in Manchester production for the BBC World Service.